Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Yeah. Having a good day. Or perhaps I should better put it, because I've been giving James Collins lessons in English for the last couple of years, having a good day, because having a good day is not the same as having a good day. We're in during the journey here, you and me and the dog. What is that song? You and me and a dog named Boo. It was a great song. All kinds of things. Remember that song?
Yeah.
You and
yeah,
me, I think it was.
What was that one? Who sang it?
Was, I'm trying to remember who it was by. I want to say the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, but.
Was it Lobo?
Yeah, it was. Thank you. It was another relative of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Yeah, it was Lobo. Thank you. There's James Collins, who's in our studio in Dallas for another moment or two. And then as Jay Kirshner, who's in her studio in Cleveland forever and ever and ever. And I'm in my studio on the farm in Framingham to celebrate another hour of your journey, our journey together. So what is this journey all about? I guess it depends on how you define journey. Are you having a journey that is one step at a time? Is it one day at a time? 1 mile at a time? Or is it, do you look back at the collective journey? I did an interview with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine the other day about my journey in the radio business, or journey through life to this point in my life. And I think one of the things I said that has, it's interesting how when a word gets used, it seems to then pop up everywhere. It's like seeing a red car, right? Mm-hmm. Once you see.
So when you buy a new car, you see that car everywhere. Or
right,
your
yeah,
old
exactly.
Car,
why did I buy that car? Everybody's got that car. So anyway, I think enjoying the journey, being grateful for where you are, what you've done, what's been made, if that's what you are, if you're a maker of things, if you're a doer of things, if you are satisfied, you're probably not, if you're always satisfied, you're not really someone who's a doer, because doers are dissatisfied, at least in my mind and my experience, and even with me. I don't think I've always been. Some people say, James would tell you that he didn't think I was ever satisfied, even though I have been, but there's satisfaction and then there's satisfaction, right? Rolling Stones have a great song, the best rock intro of any rock song I think ever recorded, Satisfaction. Are you satisfied with what you do, who you are, where you are? And as you go along that journey of satisfaction, are you enjoying the moment every day, or is it just like work? Is it tough? Mm-hmm. Some days are tougher than others. Some days are more rewarding than others. I certainly look back at the retrograde this past month. Well, sad, it's not much there for many of us. But we still keep working. We keep walking toward that goal, toward what we want. And I hope that you will do that. And I hope we can help you along the way as time, the clock ticks away. This week we've been talking a lot about Columbia University and the students there. There was a graduate student's viral video, I don't know if you saw that or not, telling reporters that occupiers might die without food delivery. You know, the you should have planned for that before there, Charlie. I don't have much, I don't have really much patience or sympathy for much of this stuff. My son and I had a long conversation about this last night. I did not talk to my daughter about what was going on at UCLA, where she's a teacher, a professor. I did talk it because it was going on all over Southern California. So hard to escape it, not only on college campuses, but you know, just generally speaking, people are getting worked up about it. There's a huge Jewish population in Los Angeles, and it's at various levels. And there is obviously a great, even at UCLA, there are almost 40,000 students there. USC, I think 14, 15,000 students all together in Los Angeles County. A quarter of a million students going to various schools. And it's very disruptive to be in Los Angeles, very disruptive to be in lots of places. Again, where Columbia is concerned, they seem to be getting the most attention, which is fine and dandy with the people in other colleges where they've had the same kind of thing going on. So we were talking...
more attention because it's Ivy League?
Maybe the size
of
it.
Which is the campus, which university was it that just canceled all of their classes because it was dangerous to, nearly dangerous to be on campus because not just of occupiers or protesters, but people, like there are rioters there. There are people being outright violent, which is not, they are not protesters.
Was it Yale? It may have been Yale.
Was that it?
I forget. I know what you're talking about. So what Brendan said to me is that the police, as they were arresting people this week, in Los Angeles, are finding that many of the people that have come to sort of, quote-unquote, break up the riots or break up the protesters aren't college students. They aren't even from L.A. They've come in, 20, 30, 40-year-old men, for the most part, have come in because they're, you know, and we saw this January 6th, people who are angry, and they want to be angry just because they're angry. So they claim to be Zionist supporters of Israel and that sort of stuff, but they aren't really counter-protesters as much as they are troublemakers.
They're just ready to throw down.
Yeah, so I just wonder if what the story is, if that's, I don't doubt my son's, he's obviously closer to it than I am because he's right there, and whatever coverage there is there, but what would motivate somebody to do that? What would motivate a gang, a group of people, to go onto a college campus and as you said, throw down with the students who are protesting? I have the protests are they're protests, as long as they don't get to be violent.
Violence is no longer a protest.
Right.
It's a riot, which is totally different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we're tapping into what I was talking about earlier about enjoying the journey and are you happy with yourself all the time. Lots of people are just plain angry. And they're angry because of a lot of different reasons. Maybe somebody in their family is ill that they're close to and they're angry about that because they can't do anything about it. Maybe they've been fired from their job and they can't do anything about that. Maybe they don't have, fill in the blank. Whatever is going on that makes you angry. So here's a way they can express their anger. And there are so many people that are so angry today about so many things because they don't have control. They feel defeated. They don't think like in schools, can we learn anything in school anymore? It's hard to get away from a lot of the nonsense that's going on in public education at all levels, frankly. So some people are brokenhearted, and that, makes them angry. Whatever it is, anger is a part of our being. It is a place in our brain, as a matter of fact, right on the top of our brain, the cortex of our brain, where if you don't get enough blood flow into your brain, into that region, you're likely to be more angry than others. And you can say to yourself, huh? What are you talking about? You may or may not, over the course of the last 10, 12, 15 years, heard me talk on various occasions about an outfit in Denver called Sarascan, which is run by a couple of friends of mine, and they have a contract with the NFL. They examine the brains of all of the football players, thousands of them, since their existence. They have a sort of a program that they've developed that reads these scans and tells you where the blood flow is, and because it's known what areas of the brain do what, where's your memory, where's your sensitivity, where do you get ocular recognition, what part of the brain allows you to speak, and then there are these other places. There's a place for everything, including your anger quotient. So you don't get enough blood there. It happens to people who drink a lot or smoke a lot, or do things to their body that create hardening of the arteries, it seems that that area of the brain is the first one to be affected. So if you're not getting enough juice in your brain, your total brain, then the anger stuff will show up. And certainly, there are, you know, we have good reason in some circumstances. Individually, a lot of people are angry about the way the country is being run, or the world is, as far as that's concerned. And because there are more people than the planet can really support, you can look in any corner, even in our country, at the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who don't get enough to eat every day. That makes me angry because we have plenty of food. And yet the government says if you are cooking food in your restaurant and you have it left over, you can't give it to somebody who's homeless. Why? Well, because those are our rules. Because they might get sick. Mm-hmm. For God's sakes, they might die because they don't get enough food. They go searching through their dumpsters to find a half-eaten pizza, and that's what they'll eat. So what are you talking about? You don't want them to take excess food from a restaurant. What is the matter with people's thinking?
There are studies that show a lot of children who, students who have the quote-unquote behavioral issues, and then that school developed a kind of food closet or a food pantry where the children not only have food while they're at school, but they can do some grocery shopping and take food home to their family, and those quote-unquote behavioral issues dissipated.
Yeah, go away. Food does a lot for us in terms of our being able to survive. So we need a breakthrough here. We need something. Something has got to break. There's a lot of broken stuff, but not the right broken stuff. Something's got to give. So in that sense, we all have to be thinking about what it is in your life that makes you angry. What is there that's broken? What do you want to fix? How do you realize what's good and bad and focus on the good in your life? At least that's kind of the way I look at it. So, anyway, food for thought. On the Good Day program, where it's 18 after the hour.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. MyPillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love MyPillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The MyPillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of My Slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Gonna feel yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen.
I've always liked this guy, Chris.
As long as old men.
And his messages
about the weather,
as well.
As long as old women sit and talk.
Randy Travis is in the celebrity spotlight, trending on social media today. So Jay and I will take a stab at talking about him as he reaches a new place in his career. If you remember his stroke back in 2013, he really almost lost his life, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
He's 64 years old now. He was doing a lot of acting as well as singing before this tragedy. And so now he's got a new single entitled Where That Came From, which I think that's a little snippet of it there. He hasn't been.
Oh, no, that's his old classic.
And that's an old one?
Forever and Ever.
Oh, that's right,
yes,
too.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
The new song, he only just announced it through social media. So it's not out yet, but this is the first recorded song since his stroke that he had in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought he would have been able to sing again? And this is going to be an amazing thing.
Yeah. I think that he has... There are a lot of people who have focused on him. There was a documentary about him. I know that. I was just listening. I was thinking of that song. You know what I was actually thinking as I said what I did, actually knowing that I was wrong? It sounds new. Because much of the material that he's done over the years always sounds fresh. He always sounds kind of with it. And so, anyway, his wife, Mary, talking about plans for new music. Imagine what she's had to live through.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what he's lived through, but what she has lived through as she took care of him over the last 11, 12, 13 years. And I just find it a nice American story. There are a lot of people who are supportive of him. Carrie Underwood, Kaylee Hammack, Josh Turner, Cody John, a lot of the country folks that you would hear if you listen to the Tuesday and Saturday the country music of Hall of Fame at the Ryman Auditorium that they have. It's really the Grand Ole Opry. Quite a stop. If you get down into Music City, you want to go to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a hoot. I told you about the night that I performed there with a bunch of talk show hosts. We had a convention in Nashville, and we were invited to come over to the Ryman, and no, the country. I don't think the I'm forgetting. There's a new auditorium in
the Grand Ole. Yeah, the Grand Ole Opry used to be at the Ryman, and now it's at the Opry House.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was at the Ryman when I was there, and I sang Fooey. I'm thinking of the song that we sang, and now I'll think about it. It's like names that come up. When I hear Maya Rudolph's name, I think of Maya Angelou for whatever the reason. I don't know why I do that. Maya Randolph also trending from SNL, looking back on her life, going back and forth from L.A. to New York. She had babies.
Yeah, and during her time on SNL, I feel like that would be very difficult because they have the rehearsals and everything and
during the week.
Throughout the week.
Yeah, they do.
And then the show on the weekend, that had to have been extremely difficult just to make that trip back and forth multiple times, but then with young children.
Yeah, they do Saturday, then they're off Sunday and Monday, so she would come back she'd go home on the red eye, and then she'd come back on Tuesday. Because they do the sitting, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. But, yeah, that's a heck of a commute for somebody who's got their children. I don't mind going back and forth, but it's just me. I don't have to think about where my family is because I know where they are and what they're doing, and their age is appropriate. It was tough for somebody who had youngsters the way she did. So it's an interesting story for sure. Maya Rudolph in the focus here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness, and don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitran that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid and it comes as a powder. And I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up. So it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal 50% off for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that President Biden has consistently condemned anti-Semitism. She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in more than two decades since July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
And the winner is, everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day. Yeah, there it is. I could bend the lead singer of the Rolling Stones on any good day.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, of course. It's the Good Day program. Speaking of good days, I made reference to that as the, I've said this 100 times over the years, if I've said it once, best when I was a disc jockey. This song was so much fun to get into because it just does it. It starts. And then I was thinking about the other side. We talk about music all the time because it's such an important part of our lives. And I made reference to being at the Grand Ole Opry, and it was Skeeter Davis that we were singing with up on the stage. This was probably maybe 30 years ago, 25 years ago or so. Yeah, it was. For those of you who remember Ralph Emery, he was married to Skeeter Davis at the time. They were going through a divorce, I think, at the time. And I had just interviewed him because he was a real fixture, and we became friends. He was an interesting guy. And then Skeeter Davis was on stage, and we had been told that the four of us, there were four talk hosts who were there, and we were all told that there was somebody very famous coming to perform. And then she came out on the stage, and she She looked at us and said, do you want to sing? Well, she saw me mouthing. It was kind of like the same thing that happened with Tony Orlando. Remember when I was, when we were
so
singing along. So I'm singing along with Skeeter Davis. She says, come on up here. Let's sing this song together. And so that's what we did. Anyway, life is full of great experiences, and I talk about them this week. For those of you who are familiar with our Talk Radio Countdown show, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, also does an interview every week at mhinterview.com, and this week I'm the subject of his interview. And it's quite a long interview. I don't know if you've listened to it yet or not, Jay, but it's a way for me to explain kind of where we're going with the program. And also, it's the highlights of a number of things that I've done in my career and in my life. And I just listened to it first for the first time last night, and it was something that, as I listened to it, I thought, "Have I really done all of that stuff?" And it was, you know, kind of a, it was good. It was a reckoning. As most of you know, this radio program is going to change its shape and focus. And so the idea of, you know, sort of getting to a milestone and talking about it is something. James, if you wouldn't mind turning off your microphone, that would be great, because we are, that's okay. You're learning, I know, those gentle little steps there that are important to us as we move along in life. And oftentimes, philosophically, this week I'm very philosophical because about 36 years of doing this program in the way that we've done it Monday through Friday and now changing it to the weekend, I've been reflecting a lot. And so thinking at first how I didn't really want to do it this way, and then I thought to myself, you know, this is really a great opportunity. I'm not putting a spin on it. It may be a better thing for Jay and I to be doing for all kinds of different reasons. And so if you don't know what I'm talking about, the program will be available starting this weekend on a lot of the same stations that have carried it during the week. The Good Day Saturday show, Good Day Sunday program, 4 hours, original stuff that you can listen to every week. And it'll be on during the week as well. A lot of things that the items that we discuss that hopefully, as we have over the years, talked about things that matter. And because a lot of the stuff that's on the radio now is very limiting. It doesn't really talk about things that are generally of interest, things that, you know, you can get upset about. Okay, you want to get upset, but do you want to listen to that all day, every day? I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
I'd rather get a little and try to reach out and be helpful and tell people good stories that are, you know, they lead you around to think, oh, the world is not as bad as you might think. For example, May Day and what it's all about, the start of spring. A lot of people here in the Northern Hemisphere think that May Day is the start, the floral celebrations that come as the month begins, and certainly as we reflect on it this week, there are things about May Day that a lot of people don't know. I didn't realize to the extent that it has been around the world attributed to the labor movement, kind of like Labor Day in our country. May Day is a Labor Day in other countries, and it goes back about five centuries, first in Africa and then in Asia and Europe, the beginning of spring. And in Russia, the May Day thing is a pretty significant, it's very significant day, as a matter of fact. There's a book called The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day, which highlights the dancing and the music and the things, the celebration of life as life comes back around. The trees are blooming and the grass is green and gardens are started and that stuff.
I always see the kids doing that ribbon thing where it's that big pole in the center and they're in a circle around it.
Yeah,
and they all have
that's
a ribbon
right.
attached to the top and they're doing like little
yep.
weaves
yeah.
through each other and circling
yeah.
around.
Right, yep. If you go back to the history of May Day, persecuted women buried or alive or burned at the stake for being witches, May Day behavior in England, Puritans outlawed maypoles and the games played on May Day, the ruling class attempted to rebrand the day as one for justice, liberty, patriotism, and if you were not a patriot, you were punished by the ruling class, buried alive, or burned at the stake. How about that? Most people don't know that about Labor Day, I'm betting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, fast forward to May Day in our country, actually starting in Chicago, the Illinois Labor History Society, Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions, the first strike ever under the labor organizations was May 1st, 1886. They were trying to get an eight-day workday. Most people at the time were working at least 12 hours a day. And so this movement resulted again in people being shot, people being hung, their houses were burned to the ground. I'm talking about the labor union members themselves and the organizers too. So anyway, there was a law in Illinois that established an eight-hour workday prior to this event, but it wasn't enforced. That's why the union organizers called for a rally. This was at Haymarket Square on May Day. The rally lasted 4 days, got violent, police clashing, shooting, beating protesters. And then there was a dynamite bomb that was thrown into the crowd by somebody, obviously, who didn't want...
Oh, my goodness.
Killed a lot of people. Mostly union organizers, but there was some police that were in there as well. So, anyway, International Workers' Day. I remember when President Eisenhower, this is my first president that I can remember was Eisenhower, and he called May Day Loyalty Day, as the workers in the country were focused on America versus workers that were coming from other countries, because back then we didn't like, the Cold War was starting, and we didn't like people that came here from some of the Eastern European countries. Croatia, you know, those, Jennifer Horn has roots there, and she'll tell you some stories about what her family went through. And then there was the United Farm Workers of America, Cesar Chavez, this would have been about the same time. I think it was in the early 60s, if I remember correctly. Major farm worker organizing group with Cesar Chavez at the top, trying to protect migrant workers from the exploitation, the working conditions. And this is the mid-60s, boycotts, strikes. The grape workers refused to work until their demands for increased wages were met. They were getting 40 cents an hour. So they were working 12, 14 hours a day. And so now the United Farm Workers today on the big farms, pretty much the largest agricultural union in the country. But anyway, there are other things that were going on. But unions saw a high point in terms of membership in the mid-50s, 54, 55, 56. There were elections for the first. There was a lot of corruption, too. Look at Jimmy Hoffa was a big, at that time, a big factor, a big image in the labor movement. And because of various things that were pro-union, people anti-union, and he represented unionism more than anybody else, he got killed and buried in Yankee Stadium, although nobody, they say, where's Jimmy Hoffa buried? It's always kind of a joke or a punchline. But I think it's fairly certain to most that he's underneath one of the chairs in right field or something. Yeah. So anyway, May Day is not what we think. I didn't tell you the story to upset you. I'm just telling you the story because that's the real story of May Day in part. There's different things about May Day that are cool. And so, understanding if you're from a family of union folks, I've not been a big union supporter because I think what's happened, or at least I saw it in my, I've belonged to seven different unions in my life, most of them associated with radio. And sometimes they thought they were productive, and other times I didn't think they were productive at all. As a matter of fact, they were anti-productive. It's just how, it's like, who is it that's running it, and how are they running it? Like anything else, a business, then it is a big business. Unionism is a big business. And a lot of people are paid off. I remember a company, when I was in the bus business in the 70s and 80s, there was a fellow that was in the business, and he preferred to have the drivers unionized because he paid off the union organizer, and the president of the union gave him $40,000 a year and was pleased with it because he could go to this guy and say, okay, this is what I want. And that's what he'd get. And there was plenty of that going on, plenty of that kind of corruption going on. And so, anyway, I thought that it would be interesting to tell that story about the real history of Mayday.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, well, I think that's the idea, isn't it, here? To tell stories that people don't know anything about, yet we all experience it. It doesn't take away from the magic of Mayday here. Again, going back to how I, as a farmer, enjoy being able to plant stuff now. I just bought a little planter the other day that I can use to, you know, I have big planters for the corn fields that I pull behind the tractor, but I also, because we have big gardens here, I had one as a kid, and I haven't seen one of these, a push seeder. You put the pea seeds in, or the corn seeds, or whatever it is you got, and it's kind of fun. Put them in the ground, and then before you know it, they're out of the ground. And bingo, it's springtime. This portion of the Springtime Good Day program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a job, okay, maybe a career path is a better way to put it. You want to be flexible and want to have a job that's flexible, great pay, good benefits, go to progressive.com/careers. And what the heck, why not apply online today? That's today. Do it now while you're thinking about it. 48 after here on Good Day.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program is Food Farm and Family Time. And that'll continue as everything that you hear on the Good Day program that's been on Monday through Friday will be a part of our weekend get-togethers on Saturday and Sunday. So we will focus on food, farm, and family issues, not only in the Good Day program, but on the American Family Farmer, which you can also hear on the weekends on many of these same stations, and you'll hear the Good Day Health program as usual on the weekend, and you'll hear their talk radio countdown show on the weekend, so all of the stuff stays whole, if you will. All right, we got some recalls here, Jay. Walnuts that have been sold at Whole Foods, and actually some other stores as well, have been recalled after an E. coli breakout sickens 12 people. Apparently, that was in California, but this stuff gets distributed all around the country to the Whole Foods chain. They are, let's see, from Gibson Farms, organic light halves and pieces of shelled walnuts. And so this is an E. coli strain that's in them, causes diarrhea and all that other stuff that we don't want to talk about. Oh, you buy your bungalunga. So this is... Again, the issue is more when you have something like this recall because of E. coli, the issue is more about what it does to your body if you don't have a good immune system. Got a good immune system, probably not going to bother you. Mm-hmm. If you have a bad immune system or a weak one, the older you get, the more you have to make sure you charge it up, then you are likely to be affected by this.
Is E. coli the one that typically, if somebody eats something and feels sick after, like significantly sick, and they're like, oh, I have food poisoning, is it typically E. coli, as long as they're healthy and it doesn't send them to the hospital?
No, that's usually salmonella, because salmonella is the least invasive of the three baddies, yeah. You get listeria poisoning, you're going down hard. E. coli affects, again, depending on your immune system, it affects you differently. But it's nothing to mess around with, and why would you want to mess around with it? Mm-hmm. I don't want to eat stuff that's contaminated, do you?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No, that's not a dare I'll take.
No, thank you. All right, Martinelli's now announcing they've got a recall. Their apple juice has high arsenic levels. Oh, hooray! Martinelli's also sold at Whole Foods, but other chains, most of the big chains like Kroger, they have Martinelli grape juice and apple juice. And I frankly buy it because I always have thought the quality was better than most of the stuff that's on the shelf. However, I guess I'm going to be a little more careful about
these...
Well, there's arsenic in, and I mean, there's what, arsenic in rice, especially brown rice. There's a little bit of a level of arsenic in, is it dark chocolate, I think?
Yep. You're right. Yep. So be careful. Maybe just stay away from Martinelli stuff for a while until they figure this out. But anyway.
Until it's just your normal level of arsenic, not an over high.
Kroger, Publix, Target, Winn-Dixie, along with Whole Foods, has the Martinelli brand in there prominently. So if you got some, bring it back to the store, get your money back. If you don't, just stay away from it for a while. Here's an announcement from the Disney folks down at Disney World. They won their first ever Michelin star for a restaurant, Victoria and Albert's Restaurant, pretty upscale, modern American restaurant down in Florida. This is something you don't see much at Disney because Disney is all about volume and price, not about quality for the most part. And that goes across not just the dining, but the whole damn...
There are some places that are very good. There are others where it's like, this is definitely catered and
I'm not a big fan of...
you're not a fan of Disney World. No. And Victoria and Albert's is not one that's like... It's not family friendly. Children under the age of 10 are not permitted.
Yeah, okay. You've been there?
No, I haven't.
No, okay. All right, let's see what else is going on. Uh-oh. Those of you who are planning a trip to Milan, Italy this summer, This is what I say to Jasper. They're banning late-night pizza and ice cream. Oh, my God. The city's government filed a petition and have passed bars anybody from taking away food sales after 12:30 a.m. on weekdays, 1:30 on weekends. A ban also means that bars and restaurants would be required to close outdoor areas. No more pizza. No more ice cream. This is bad, man.
No late night.
No late night. So, well, but that's part of the charm of going to Milan or Genoa. You know, those cities, they're all about the noises and the silliness in Italy at the, you know, those hours of the night. Anyway, so taking a stroll after dinner and getting an ice cream, you better do it early if you're going over there. So have a nice trip, though. See you next fall. No more ice cream. All right. I couldn't handle that. I want ice cream late at night. It's 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you...
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.